Welcome into the show. It's none other than Citizen Kane versus Sean Jacklin. Welcome
hey,
back.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks. Thanks very much for having me.
So, how have you been?
Oh, what's it been? A half a pandemic since the last time. So, you know, keeping sane however I can.
Curses.
Yeah. How are you? How are you doing?
I am not infected yet, so that is good.
Hey, congrats. It's that club is becoming rarer and rarer every day.
Yes. And then the ones who have been spreading it are like, oh, I never had it. No, you had it.
You sure did.
Why everyone else around you got sick.
Yeah.
So, lo and behold, so we are talking about the one, the only alternative rock band. I guess they're alternative. They're definitely a rock.
Prague, progressive, yeah.
Progressive rock band, yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yes, we are.
Yes. And so, what was your intro to them?
My intro to Yes stems... they're my father's favorite band. And when I was a teenager, I'd been taking piano lessons for a long time, and he found an organ, a rock organ, at a flea market and brought it home. And I started playing around on it, and he got out his fragile chord book and plopped it down on the organ, and I played through it, and then had to listen to that album in its entirety, and one by one slowly went through all of the catalog of Yes albums that were in the house, and went out and bought more when I ran out of those, and got all the DVDs. And so it was really through playing the music first and then listening to it afterwards, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I pretty much have always followed them. It's kind of a shame that Owner of a Lonely Heart, which is like later in their career, is like yeah. The only one that like gets featured on the radio.
But yeah, it's a catchy tune. I mean, it's not a bad song. It's just of a different era than their other stuff.
Yeah. And so they were my first concert ever.
Oh, wow. Nice.
2006. I went to an orchestra and I enjoyed the hell out of them, and I
had
followed Asia, but didn't realize that it was some of the same members, and they played, they did their cover of Video Killed the Radio Star. So that was kind of cool to see them acknowledging the earlier effort. I am a big follower of Trevor Rabin, who is a movie composer. And so of course he worked with Mark Mancina and got him to work on one of those albums. So there you go. He's a damn good composer, and I understand why these guys have worked for all kinds of different bands, and I think that's why they have lasted as long as they have.
Mm-hmm. He's so prolific. He'll just pop up in movies that I've been watching for decades and decades, and suddenly I'll see his name and go, "Of course, he did the music for this." That makes sense. Yeah.
Yep. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
So, they're also just one of those where, I mean, I have plenty of other songs that I've quoted by them. Starship Troopers, one of them. And just whenever I listen to them, I know I'm listening to them. And I used to even have a copy of that damn album they did around the 90s when they got back together under a different alias.
Is it Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe? Or
kinda. It's from 96 or something.
Oh yeah. Talk.
Yeah, it's like
90s albums are wild.
Giant mountain cover. Yeah. Just play that back and forth, and just the natural rhythm. It's just so damn enormously talented. And you know, I've heard some of their anniversary albums and compilations, and it's so many members of this group. I don't know how anyone keeps it straight.
Yeah, the Wikipedia timeline that I don't know if you've looked at it. It's a beautiful visualization, and it's the only way I think anyone could keep track of it.
Yeah, PH1 never got this detailed.
No.
I'm glad that they've been part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for years.
And yeah, I think what, 5 or 6 years now.
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah.
1997. No, 2017. Yes.
2017. Yeah.
And I guess what is it about their sound that you would describe it?
Oh well,
because they compare themselves to Traffic, and I definitely see that there.
Okay. I mean, they're the Yes that I know and love, the Yes from, you know, 1971 to 1977 or so, that like classic Yes lineup. It's I say progressive rock earlier because it is a form of rock that gets its roots not necessarily from blues and the American tradition of rock and roll, but from a classical. All these guys were classically trained singers. They sang, you know, Bach and Handel growing up. So because they're English, their background is a more classically rooted one.
And you're from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yeah, exactly. All these wild Genesis, these bands that grew up having to play, you know, church organ on Sundays and singing in the boys' choirs. So that it's that really, like, really complicated is a kind of a dumb word to use, but just it's a sound that we're not used to anymore, because we're used to putting on a, like, you know, a 4-bar bop on the radio, and
Electric and then, Light Orchestra kind of opened it up, and they kind of built on the symphony, and just, again, just a mega rock that doesn't have to be just fancy guitars and mountains of cocaine. It can be
totally. It's mountains of cocaine and mountains of keyboards.
If I were to look at a photo montage or slideshow, they would probably be the best music for me to listen to, or just go to an art show.
Yeah, this is definitely light up a joint and listen to all of Close to the Edge kind of stuff.
Yeah. the stoners are happy, and then just the art house crowd is happy.
Yeah.
It's just such a progressive movement. And I'm at peace when I listen to this band. Any era.
Totally.
Any of the greatest hits. I'm still got to look at what my Spotify playlist is like.
And John, like, it puts you at peace. John Anderson, really, like, he's such a spiritual guy.
I think that's it. Yeah.
His lyrics seep in. I was listening to, what was I listening to earlier today? Heart of the Sunrise. And one of the lines stuck out to me. I hadn't listened to it in a long time. The dreamer easy in the chair that really fits you. And that is such a peaceful image of just sinking, like a rock and roll song about, you know, sinking into that nice lazy boy you have, you know.
Yes. Oh man, it definitely accesses the spiritual side, but I mean, this is kind of makes you more spiritual than you realize it. And I mean, even Rudder of Mine, some of these that are just hit songs, Love Will Find a Way, or just they do kind of make you secretly want to jam.
Totally. Yeah, they're like, they know how to write good music. Even when it's poppier and shorter format and isn't necessarily, you know,
it's
still like
Dream Theater.
Good songs.
All their songs are 10 minutes, and it's kind of a miracle that they and Dream Theater are basically pretty well known.
Yeah.
By music heads, and yet I mean, overall, I mean, I wouldn't, I think these are the ultimate way to lull people to peace. They should be at the United Nations.
Yes, live at the United Nations. Yeah, I'd go.
But yeah, part of the use of the legal rights was Anderson, Squire, and Howe, and Yes drummer Alan White owned the rights.
Yeah. And are there still two lineups? I saw, I think in 2017, I saw Wakeman, Rabin, White on drums, and I can't remember who else was in the lineup, but
I saw that article. They were at a reunion, but they didn't really even pass each other. They had their own panels.
Yeah, there were two different Yeses touring at the exact same time in the summer of 2017.
Yeah, Bruford, Wakeman, Howe, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bruford was there. That's right.
Complicated.
Super complicated.
We'll return after these messages.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR, we add them to our queues, we wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide all across the globe. We are in the U.S. We are in the U.K. We are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan. We're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, all things that we love, all manga that were originally published in the legendary magazine Weekly Shonen Jump.
But not every series can run for 300 chapters and have a hit anime. This is David.
This is Jordan.
We're the hosts of Shonen Flop. Each episode we look at manga that ran in Jump that didn't quite make it.
We discuss what it did wrong, what it did right, how the series could have turned itself around, and ultimately, was it a flop or not?
Run all your favorite podcast apps, and you can find us at shonenflop.com.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
And then for a while in the 80s, there was like a Yes West and a Yes East, and they toured different parts of the world.
There you go. They took a cue from Prince, artist formerly known as.
Yeah.
I just hope that it doesn't get complex like, say, Steely Dan, where now it's getting, you know, the big heads who are responsible for the lyrics, you know, are dead, but the other key guys who were responsible for performing, you know, live. So I hope it doesn't get sticky with rights.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure. I guess they toured a little bit after Chris Squire died, but I don't know what their plans are right now.
They must have made it, I guess. And again, this is speculation. I'm not going to claim to be a big head, but I think it was just a mutual agreement.
Yeah. I wonder if they still do the tour or the cruise ship. They have a Yes themed cruise ship experience once a year.
So they claim they're still going, but
wow.
I haven't heard some of those albums. I don't think I definitely have heard maybe the 2011 album. I can't remember, you know, Oh, you're going to get to over 200 songs easily. So I mean,
yeah. And it's not necessarily the best like dancing music for a cruise ship. If you, I guess you're going cause you're going to see the band. So
yeah.
So you don't mind dancing to music that's in or, like 11-8.
Or just like any house party. You're out hanging out, but you're not necessarily you know, gonna listen to it at every single point. But apparently, they had a 2021 album called The Quest, and this cover looks familiar, but I don't know if I heard it.
Well, that's the thing with the Roger Dean artwork is all of his artwork has that same kind of vibe, and a lot of it is actually just like different perspectives of the same like landscape kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So they all do kind of blend together.
Well, So it's got some mixed reviews. I don't recall getting any songs off this one, so I guess that says a lot. But I mean, they're kind of critic proof for me. I mean, they've done so much good.
Absolutely.
They could come out with a Chinese Democracy equivalent and I would be okay.
I think that's kind of what they're going for right now. Yeah.
Anything unreleased, here you go.
Yeah.
I mean, if I've been rocking that long, I probably wouldn't give a shit either. I'd be just like, okay, you either like me and will always be their loyal fan, or you don't like me and I'll just keep doing what I'm good at.
Yeah. And they're all getting old now too. Like Wakeman's had like 3 or 4 heart attacks in his life. And
what is he eating?
I think now he's better, but back when they were, like rock stars, he was drinking, you know, 12 beers before lunch and then eating really like sloppy, fatty English foods. And he was the only one that didn't live like the pure spiritual lifestyle. The rest of the band all kind of like, they were vegetarians and they smoked a lot of dope and they like were at one with the earth. And Wakeman was kind of a staunch conservative and thought all that was dumb.
Oh, nice. So this is kind of, I mean, I know The Who's kind of describes themselves as neoconservative and as a counterpoint, Pink Floyd's like the most progressive English rock band of all time. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's wild. It's like kind of the ugly duckling can't get his feet in a row. But I haven't seen them. I'm at least in good company in that I have yet to see them in an interview where they just kind of storm off and they just seem like they're just
a kite
or an absolute dick.
Yeah. No, that's not their style.
They just keep to themselves.
Yeah, mostly. And then let the lawyers fight it out.
All right. Well, we may or may not share the wealth.
Yeah.
Or we'll just get back together and play together.
Yeah, that seems to be how it always ends up.
That's how you make money. Because they weren't making too much money at the time, but yet they stayed together that long.
And yep.
They apparently have a 1991 music documentary, and if there's one way to get in a Dreamtime documentary from 2001, so if there's any way to get sucked into, yes, or let alone a music documentary, they're on there.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen that one.
There's apparently, if you want any more nostalgia, there's a yesworld.com. So
there is indeed. I used to go there all the time.
Is there a forum for that? Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't. Is it still there? Oh, it is still there. Oh, it's an it's an old website.
GeoCities era.
Yeah, it might as well be.
Word of mouth. Let's see if they've updated it. Oh, that is such 2004 font.
Yeah. The load times are great.
Man.
Yeah, it looks like, I guess because of the pandemic, they're mostly touring England.
Stay in your lane, man. And I mean, Slate has a damn article saying the fall of progressive, whatever.
It was the fall of progressive?
Yes. I'm like, what? The insane excess of Rick Wakeman and Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. I'm not even bothering with that article.
He was excessive. The whole movement is beautiful because of it. It is excessive. However, it was its downfall. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but when it's Slate or Slant, you know that they're just going to talk shit and just.
Right. Yeah, of course. You got
to
drum up headlines.
Strong words to hide behind the cowardly review. Oh, God. Yeah, so I've heard the album Fragile quite a few times and. Mm-hmm. I like how they toured with other artists like Cream and.
Yeah.
Close together.
Yeah, I mean, Imagine hitting up the Cream and Yes concert in 1971 or something. Jesus, what a time that would be.
Right? And then you got Alan White, who, again, you know, worked with John Lennon, and he's having to bring his own kind of, you know, modus operandi.
Yeah. Wakeman was with Bowie before he went to Yes and the Straubs.
Right, just the best of all the people you grew up liking. And
yeah, it really, and then, like, as you mentioned before, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer is the first super group where, you know, you handpick the best members of three different groups and slam them together and, mm-hmm. you know, make them kiss a bit and see what happens.
Horn and Downs, you know, are from the Bugles, and you're like, yeah, it's one giant orgy or waking up down.
Yeah.
Overall, I mean, that, I mean, even when I definitely got to, I take it back, I definitely got to Heaven Earth from 2014. I think that's just,
oof.
I think I only like downloaded like two songs from that. It isn't memorable, but it was fun.
But it was, yeah,
like, whatever.
I think with a lot of their albums since, you know, the mid 90s, it's not necessarily going to be the music that you keep around with you forever, but it is going to remind you of good times you had with them. So, like, it's worth listening to.
And for me, it's just a reunion.
Right. Yeah.
It's just fun. It's just,
yeah.
It's still just strong enough to where it's like, even if I were to just, I don't know, somehow be even pickier, I just couldn't hate it.
Totally.
But Your Move, I think, has definitely been, was another one that was known to crack the Billboard Top 40 back mm-hmm. in the early 70s. It seems like, I don't know why no one could bother shortening some of their music. I mean,
that's now, the journey, though. You're going on the journey with the band. You're listening to every lick of the guitar, every little fill from the keyboards and the drums, leading you somewhere new.
And who else can say they did a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's America? So, I mean,
it's a bitchin' cover.
I mean, to go that strong and then just kind of be not rely on the radio, that's something, though. So,
yeah.
That's how you make your money anyway.
I remember hearing the radio cut of Fragile once and being like, that's not the song, or sorry, of Roundabout, and being like, that's not the song. That's you've missed a whole bunch of the good stuff. What's going on, guys?
Okay, yeah, sorry. I counted 36 albums.
Yes, yeah, they continue making music.
Apparently, there's this Latin band called Yes Yes. I don't know if that's a cover band.
I hope so.
Describes itself as tropical. I don't know why it's on the damn... any other closing thoughts other than that you'll be a good parent and introduce this to relatives?
Oh, absolutely. Every child I have will receive a copy of Fragile on CD as they come out of the womb, you know. I don't know. I think if you are someone frustrated with music and not knowing exactly where to explore, Yes is a wonderful jumping off point to just try and, you know, shake up what you think music can be, I would say.
Fair enough. Thank you ever so much for being on here.
Yeah.
And where can we find you on the interwebs?
On the interwebs, you can follow our Citizen Kane versus Twitter, Citizen Kane VS on Twitter.
BS.
And I'm mostly on there trying not to be mean to people. You know. Or you can listen to us at Citizen Kane versus Podcast. We actually have a podcast. Yes. And you can find us pretty much anywhere. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for having me.
Anytime.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a Jacked Up Review Show.